In New York, a jury has found a former Goldman Sachs securities trader liable on 6 of 7 fraud charges. This is being seen as a big win for the Securities and Exchange Commission, as NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports.
Before the financial crisis, Fabrice Thore was a mid-level vice president at Goldman Sachs, and he was putting together a complex investment marketed under the name Abacus. Abacus was something called a synthetic collateralized debt obligation, one of those arcane, confusing investments based on subprime mortgages. Now, as Thore was putting this investment together, he enlisted the help of a big league hedge fund manager by the name of John Paulson. Paulson had a hunch that housing was about to collapse. Thore allowed Paulson to pick some of the elements of the Abacus portfolio. But Thore and Goldman Sachs never told potential investors that Paulson was involved in putting it together. And Thore made it seem like Paulson thought this was a good investment, not something he was about to bet against. Making false, misleading, or incomplete statements to investors is enough for a fraud conviction, and the 9 jurors agreed. Former federal prosecutor Robert Mintz says it's a long-awaited victory for the SEC.
Which, as an agency, has shied away from pursuing individuals and, in the eyes of many, has really gone after entities with only slaps on the wrist rather than trying to hold individuals accountable for the financial meltdown.
As for Thore, he faces potentially thousands of dollars in fines and could be banned from the industry. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.